7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Howdy, Crockers. Dr. Tom Mianelli here with you with a very special Crock podcast. Hey, Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. How are you doing, my friend?
I is good. I am stuffed and feeling good.
So everybody knows today is our post-Thanksgiving podcast. So this is the last day of a four-day extravaganza. So what I promised Angel was I was going to make this a quick, easy podcast, a lot of fun, a lot of interesting and provocative things as usual. For who else, Angel, but the greatest people in the whole world are courageous survivor/thrivers.
I love the Croc Nation.
Yep. Hey, how was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
You know, it was good. Unfortunately, everybody was sick, but, you know, for what it's worth, it worked itself out. And I skipped turkey this year, but I did eat some ajo con gandules. I thought of you, and had some mac and cheese and a lot of warm apple pie.
That makes me very happy, Angel. And I'm going to ask you, you know, every year, this is, I think, our third Thanksgiving podcast. The first one, I think we had Ramon doing that beautiful podcast where he told his story. Anybody who wants to go back to the archives, that was a very special podcast. And then we did one last year talking about gratitude, appropriately so. And today is going to be a little bit of a revamp of that. But, you know, as my kids would say, same, same, but different. And I'll tell you a story. So I asked you the same question last year. So you better know the answer. So the question I have is, when you're sitting down with your family for your Thanksgiving dinner, does everyone go around the table and ask, you know, what everyone is thankful for?
This year we did.
Excellent. What if I told you that when it was my turn, I said that I personally am thankful for adversity?
I would have said, elaborate.
Exactly. Because have you ever heard anyone being thankful for bad things?
No.
So I was thinking about that, and everyone around the table was asking me, you know, why did I say that? Why did I say, you know, adversity? No one had ever heard it before, and they were not sure what to make of it. And I didn't really know why I said that, other than in my own personal life, when I go through adversity, I usually grow from that adversity. And I was thinking, is that, you know, we know that God gives and God taketh away, and we have good times and we have bad times, and we have to be equally thankful for each. And I think that I was channeling a message that I've been receiving over my 35 years working with our survivor thrivers about their universal acceptance of their cancer, and not only their universal acceptance of their cancer, but their gratitude for their cancer, for what cancer has done for them. And I know that sounds ridiculous, and I know everyone out there who's not a cancer survivor thriver is probably saying, oh, that's a lot of hogwash. But Angel, it's actually true. And I didn't really realize why I had said that about adversity until I thought about all the lessons. And you and I, we get taught every day, you know, from the people around us in your world and the people around us in my world. And who better to be a life teacher than a survivor thriver? And I think in 35 years, and this is really true, I have not met one person who hasn't embraced their cancer and found a positive side to their cancer.
I agree. I'm sorry, my microphone cut out there, so I apologize. But no, I agree with what you're saying.
So I wanted to just kind of take a podcast, again, a quick Sunday post-Thanksgiving podcast, and go through some of the things that I've heard over the years of how cancer could be a positive thing, or how you could be grateful for cancer when it's this time of year for Thanksgiving and coming into the holidays. Okay. So what people have said to me is cancer is not easy. That's for sure. But I'm glad I got it. It was the hardest thing I ever did, but it really made me who I am. It made me suffer to the levels I did not know existed. And they have all repeatedly have said to me that cancer has taught them valuable lessons. So some of the lessons that we were going to talk about today that were taught to me from the cancer survivors is talking about today. Today is a gift. Tomorrow is a gift. There's no mortality denial. No one's, you know, in this denial that they're never going to die. They're praying for a tomorrow. Today is the focus, which is, I think, everybody's, you know, that's an ideal situation, right? To focus on the now. When they go out into the world and they take a hike or ride their bike, nature is more vibrant. Food is more flavorful. Relationships are deeper. We also hear that cancer weeds out the fair weather people from people's lives, giving more time to concentrate on the forever friends that you want in your life forever. Cancer made me more committed to my family. People who have family members, and I know this is true of my life, we're especially in the post-COVID, you know, world where there's several family members that I really haven't seen since COVID. And, you know, it's just, you know, you get into this false sense of, you know, complacency, and you just kind of lose touch. And cancer basically makes you more committed to making sure you see those people. And more importantly, when you do see them, to tell them how you feel. And also, cancer is a truth serum. Cancer was my truth serum. It allowed me to say things I was too afraid to say. So sometimes people don't want to hurt people's feelings, or sometimes people don't want to have those hard conversations. But the truth of the matter is, cancer is a truth serum. It allows us to say things that maybe we wouldn't have said in the past, because there's such an immediacy to life with cancer. There's such a need to make sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's and you don't forget anything, because again, you're committed to the now, but you don't know what tomorrow brings. Cancer made me more efficient in every aspect of my life. So not to sound crass, but once you become a survivor thriver, you know, you don't want to mess around. You want to get things done. You want to really concentrate at work. You don't want to be sort of getting, you know, you don't want to lose focus at work. You want to make sure that you do things properly. At home, you're more efficient because, you know, time is more valuable to you. You have more sort of focus to be able to really live your life the way it's meant to be. You're not wasting time. You're living life. You're fully immersed in the life experience that I think we were meant to live. Cancer taught me how strong I could be when I needed to be, and at the same time taught me my limits. So cancer can really, you know, when a lot of the survivors would tell me in the beginning of their journey, I don't think I could do this. And then when I get a really good chance to see them cross-sectionally down the line, and maybe a year later, and they come out the other side and they're starting to feel sort of like themselves, or say, I have no idea how I did that. And at the same time, when they can't, they know it's time to reach out either to us, to their medical team, or to their family members to kind of lean on them when they need to be leaned on. Whereas in the old days, they may not do that. So another great lesson. Cancer taught me patience for myself and others. So, you know, we always said this, and I think we either did a podcast or we'll be doing a podcast on this. You know, in our life, Angel, you know, when the kid has a fever, when the truck gets a flat tire, I just had 2 flat tires this weekend, when the boiler breaks, when the hedgehogs or groundhogs, you know, start making holes in your backyard, You know, when the teacher calls that your kid hasn't been behaving well at school, all these things, mom has bronchitis, whatever. Your wife calls, you know, I burned the roast, you know, bring home McDonald's. You know, we're thinking that's just such a terrible, tough day. But it really, you know, when you have that, as far as a relative bookmark, and then really people say, hey, man, you don't really know what's important. You know, I don't care about getting a flat tire. I don't care if the boiler blows up. I don't care if the roast is burned. You know, we could get Chinese food. We can, you know, the kid has a fever. That's all right. He or she will get through it. It's not going to be the first fever they ever get. It's not going to be their last, and they're going to get through it. There's much more patience to some of the things in life that cause us to get tripped up, and also patience for others. Because now, you know, it's almost as if cancer has taught the survivor, you know, enlightenment, you know, what's important, what's really not, and to feel good about yourself and also help others feel good about themselves. And believe it or not, as I said from the beginning of this podcast, you know, it's the survivor thriver that was in the back of my head channeling through me when I said, you know, I am thankful for adversity. I didn't say that. That didn't come through me. That came through my patients. That came through all the years of listening to them being grateful for the adversity and all the lessons that the adversity had taught them. And also, cancer teaches us, it taught me, you know, I'm just quoting a patient, about transitions in existence. And this is the most important. And we kind of did this a couple of weeks ago with if you knew you only had 5 years to live. And we talked about these transitions in existence. So there's a life before we're born that we don't have a recollection to, at least I don't. And then we then transition into this human experience where we throw on a meat suit over our spirit, right? Some meat suits being bigger than others, mine being bigger than yours being bigger than someone else's, but still a meat suit with hopefully a soul within. And then how we transition to the next state of existence, because there is a next state of existence. And I think our survivor thrivers, cancer has taught them to recognize the fact that this is just a temporal experience. This is a period of time that we're in this existence before we move to the next existence. And it's the one that surrounds us, you know, only temporarily. And for them to realize, either spiritually or through their, you know, through their spiritual journey with whoever might be some of their spiritual leaders or whatever, that there is something after this. And when the day comes and it's time to transition from this existence to the next existence, that they will be prepared for this moment. And many of us will not be prepared. And that has made all the difference, right? There is no denial. There's no negotiating. There's no sadness. There's no anger. There's no despair. There's no regret. Quote unquote, I will be ready. And the last thing I want to talk about is cancer taught me I don't have to worry about leaving a legacy. My life, well lived, is my legacy to my children, to my friends, to my family, and to the family members and friends that may come after me. You know, I think that when you read about the denial of death and you look at all the books on death, I think everyone's freaked out about death because the theory is that we all want to leave a legacy and we all want to sort of be live immortal. We want to be immortal. We want our memories to live on past us. We want our lives to continue to live. But our cancer survivors don't care about that. They don't care about living a legacy. I'm sorry, leaving a legacy. They don't care because they realize that that's a very human construct, and it's not really real. It's just real in our minds and our egos. And they realize that how they endure their cancer, how they endure the shock of the diagnosis, how they endure the pain of their disease, how they endure the side effects of their treatments, how they endure the roller coaster ride of their survivorship. That is their legacy, how they live their life with all of that thrown in. That is the legacy of our survivors. And I'll end the podcast with a quote that I found to be quite profound. And I think it fits really nicely, Angel. And then I'll have you weigh in on your thoughts. But the quote goes, "Cancer unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." And I think that that really is a very succinct podcast on gratitude, and specifically on this Thanksgiving Sunday, how cancer is a circumstance that can actually be applied as far as being thankful for something that does not seem like something you should be thankful for. Angel Santana, your thoughts.
You know, well said, and a great show, as always, Dr. E. Food for thought for myself, too. You know, I think that what I say it a lot on my show, we would coincide today, is that, you know, we can't guarantee what tomorrow's going to bring. We can't predict it. We can't explain it. But what we do have to do is embrace the unknown. But one thing is for sure, throughout, you know, the 3 years that we've been on the air, we continue to inspire and hope to give a guiding light and some type of an avenue for those survivors, those cancer thrivers and survivors, that allow them the opportunity to know that we're here for you, that we believe in you, that we know that we may not have first in hand know what you're going through, but we certainly can understand and try to resonate with the things that we're being taught and hearing about, especially from our guests, our future guests, and our colleagues, and our professors, and all these people that are coming on to ignite what I would consider a flame that's going to allow all of us to know that the journey has just begun.
Angel Santana, well said, closing words as always. And I just wanted to, you know, do our croc, you know, pep talk. So let me tell you guys something. You know, it is Sunday after Thanksgiving, and everyone is sitting around your table, all of your family members, your children, your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, and you're in either the initial stage of your cancer diagnosis, you're in the middle of your treatments, you're in the middle of your remission, you're fighting the side effects, you're fighting the pain, you're fighting the fear, and you're coming to the table, and there's all this mountain of food and all this good feelings, and you're going around the table and everyone is thankful for their job and thankful for their family and thankful for their health and thankful for their dogs and thankful for their, you know, IRAs and thankful for their cars and thankful to their homes or whatever, their vacations. And then there's you guys. I want you guys to know that even though this podcast is for you, and then Angel and I come on every week to try to give you materials and information and education to help you in your journey, in your survivorship, it's really you guys who teach us. It's really the way you guys live your lives, the way you guys embrace the unknown, the way you guys live in the moment, the courage that you bring every minute, your stoic, you know, embracing of pain and just continuing to move forward without any guarantee of tomorrow. You guys are the teachers for your own podcast. And I think that's the best way to put it. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. As always, looking forward to sitting down with you and Rod this week and seeing how we could reach more survivors / thrivers to get the podcast out to more people. The board of directors, for all you do for us, for sacrificing your time and your talents. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your support and belief in us. And we end this podcast the way we end every single podcast, by really highlighting your worthiness and how wonderful you are and how much you're loved. And with the blessing as follows, we wish you a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. On behalf of Angel Santana and all the board, God bless you. God be with you. Peace.